But a big day for Mansfield Town today, particularly for Adam Murray, who takes temporary charge of the Stags after Paul Cox left last night. You'll hear from Cox in just a moment. Charlie Slater is at Field Mill. He's been there a long time, Paul Cox. Charlie, so what's the mood like today without him there?
A real feeling of shock, actually, around Field Mill. I've spoken to a couple of the players and they've mentioned that they were really surprised by it. The players have had a pre-match meal today organised by Adam Murray just to give them an opportunity to kind of talk it all over before 1 o'clock, and then sort of 1 o'clock is deadline time for them. They go into the changing rooms at that point and they focus on what is going to be a very, very tough game against the best defensive team officially in League Two, who have also happened to have probably the best striker in League Two in Ruben Reid. But it is a real feeling of shock and an unexpected departure. Everybody that I've spoken to would tell you exactly that. And I mean, if you have a look in the programme notes today, it shows just how unexpected it was, because you only need to look at John Radford, the chairman's programme notes, where it mentions of he's of the opinion that Paul has earned the time to turn the current run of results around, as he did last season. He mentioned that managers do not become bad managers overnight, and he asks the supporters of Mansfield Town Football Club to give the manager and the players time to return to to kind of put an end to the poor recent form that they have had. So John Radford was going to back him. I mean, I know Paul Cox was very much going back and forth about whether he wanted to stay as the Mansfield Town manager. He had spoken to John Radford within the last sort of a week and a half or so about possibly leaving. John Radford talked him into staying, and from that point on, really, it just did seem like a matter of time before Paul Cox eventually decided it wasn't for him anymore. The Stag Supporters Association had a fans forum on Thursday night here at Field Mill, and he seemed to be shouted down a lot every time he tried to give an explanation to a question. Every time he answered a question, they asked another question of him before he could, you know, sort of finish answering the initial question. So it was a very passionate atmosphere and a very frustrated atmosphere that night. And my understanding is that Paul Cox went home after it, spoke to his wife, and then came into training the next day, thought about it some more, and then met with John Radford for around 3 or 4 hours yesterday afternoon before calling it a day and sorting out a mutual separation, if you will, between Paul Cox and John Radford and Mansfield Town Football Club. And as you mentioned, Adam Murray takes over for today's game with Richard Cooper, who's currently out on the pitch and putting the cones down for the warm-up. And Mickey Moore is in the manager's office with Paul, Adam Murray, which, by the way, still has Paul Cox's name on it. So it has really shocked everybody here. The name is still on the door. As far as I can see from here in the main stand, nobody is parked in the manager's spot. I'll be interested when I go and speak to Adam Murray in a moment to see if he's sat behind the manager's desk or not. Who knows?
OK, Charlie Slater, thank you for the moment. More from Charlie a little bit later, and you'll hear from Adam Murray as well on the first team that he picks as manager of the Stags. But first to that exclusive interview with Paul Cox on his departure from Mansfield. Speaking to Charlie Slater, he said his departure wasn't quite as sudden as you might think.
I've spoken to the chairman maybe 10 days back and probably heard a little bit of frustration, if I'm honest, Charlie, and you know, we had a good chat and we decided to carry on. But in my head, I probably need a new challenge. You know, I came to the football club. You know, we've led three amazing seasons and we've achieved every goal that we've set out to do. Put some great infrastructure into the football club. We've got the 14s now through to the youth team. And I just feel now it's time to move on and take on another challenge.
At what point did you definitely make your mind up that this was the route that you wanted to go? Because this was not a sacking, I'm right in thinking. This was every single sense of the word mutual consent.
Yes, it was. It was my approach to the chairman. Got me set the ball rolling. And, you know, what I can say about the chairman, he's been fabulous with me. He's been a pleasure to work with. I've enjoyed every minute working with him. And he's probably been the reason why I've stayed as long as I have at the football club. It's no secret that, you know, there have been one or two approaches for myself, but I've stayed loyal with the football club and very loyal with the chairman, who I get along with brilliantly.
So when did you make the decision for sure?
Well, it was last night. We sat down with the wife and we had a good chat about our future. And, you know, we actually took it from there, you know, that I've achieved loads at the football club and you know, it always have a special place in my heart. But I'm ambitious. I want to challenge myself and I need a new fresh challenge now.
Did the SSA event last night kind of serve as the straw that broke the camel's back, do you think?
No, it wasn't. I think in the meeting last night, there was a lot of passionate people that care about their football club. and you know, I was one of them. I let off a bit of steam as well, but no, it's been on my mind for a while, Charlie. And you know, I've said in some interviews that sometimes you can be a football club lot too long, and what I mean by that is you can become part and parcel of the furniture and lose that impetus and that desire and drive. You know, I'm not saying that's happened, but I do feel as though I need now a fresh impetus and a fresh challenge.
So what is next for you then? You want to get back into management, I take it, but you maybe just have a little bit of break from the game first of all, and then is it a case of just trying to jump back in again?
Well, I'm going to have a break first and foremost, Charlie. It's, you know, I'm going to recharge the batteries. I've been in work now for 8 years consistently. You know, in that period, you know, I haven't been sacked. There's been two or three championships I've won in there, and I think four or five promotions. I've come through, I think, some of like eight levels of football in that time, and it's about standing still now, having a look around and seeing where the next challenge might be and what it could be.
Did you feel like almost that the budget had almost set you up to fail this season, or at least set you up to make it very difficult for you?
But what I will say about, you know, money is everything. You know, it buys you better players, and, you know, there was no secret this season that, you know, our budget was probably, you know, down there, you know, in the bottom reaches of the league. Saying that, I thought I put together a decent squad. What is a culmination, I think, as well, Charlie, of the amount of injuries we've got. You know, we've had 10 first-team regulars sitting out, injured either short, medium or long-term, and that's going to have an impact.
Adam Murray takes over for tomorrow's game. What do you think of him maybe in the long-term, or is it too soon to talk on that?
I think it's too soon to talk on that. You know, I think Adam's got aspirations to be a manager. I think it's a tough scenario to come into, but what is an easy job in football nowadays? You know, I think you've got to grab every opportunity by the hands and grasp it. So, you know, I hope things go extremely well for him, and I hope, you know, for the players' sake and everyone at the football club, that, you know, the club goes on a fantastic set of results and you know, climbs into a healthy position.
What did you say to your players and your current coaching staff, the likes of Mickey Moore and Richard Cooper and John Ramshaw, before you left earlier? Have you had a chance to speak to them?
No, I haven't, Charlie. I've been with the chairman all day. I've only more or less just basically finished with the chairman and just getting myself sorted now into a scenario where I can probably sit down with the players and probably sometime next week and have a good chat with them and explain my situation and why I did it.
And just finally then, what do you say to the fans as an exit message, if you will?
You know, I want to thank everyone for, you know, their support, and I do wish the club all the success in the future.
Paul Cox, who spent over 3 years as manager of Mansfield Town. They finished third in the conference in his first season, missing out on promotion in the playoffs. They won the league the next year with that dramatic final day, you'll remember, against Wrexham at Field Mill. They finished 11th in his first season back in League Two, but it is the winless run of nine matches, and fans' frustrations with the style of football that they've been seeing under Paul Cox has ultimately seen him leaving, as you heard there, very much by mutual consent. We'll get the team news at